All right, continuing our thoughts. So the funny thing with like people's like essentially the goal to become rich, wealthy, whatever you want to call yourself, is a very simple to quote Kanye, I'm like, I can make my whole life just quoting Kanye, Pusha T, Jay-Z, rappers is the best. Like even Pusha T, the reason I like All Saints, like, oh, and the niggas wear All Saints, right? Valentinos and Wave Runners. So yeah, Pusha T's got the best style. Don't trust the Drake. Don't trust the Drizzy. Just look at the blackface. He was the dude on Degrassi. Come on, like, stop trying to act so hard. So, like, oh, my killer. Come on, bro. Just even Dr. Dre said, right? It's like satisfaction song, right? Is like, why are you so scared to be yourself? I think that's the big issue in today's world. Everyone's so afraid to be themselves. I think everyone fronting, everyone's faking. Yeah, like, I think the best way to approach life, in my opinion, is to, just don't self-censor yourself. Oh, wow, look. Beautiful morning, you're the sunshine of my morning, babe. None in the water. Man, it's so beautiful. Never want to miss another sunrise again. And also in terms of life, living, workflows. Yeah, just wake up. So a new thing that I've been doing, especially now that we're in LA. LA, we don't forget, it's a desert. It's kind of like Joshua Tree. It's like when the sun out, it's super nice and toasty. It could be like 70, 80 degrees even in the wintertime, right? But when the sun down, it's actually pretty cold and frigid. And that's where doing a hot yoga or hitting the gym, doing the hot sauna, whatever. Just hit a Wii Spa, go to K-Town, just get yourself a little hot spa, or even cranking the heat at the house, or a new thing that I've been doing, because I think the heat, I don't know if it works or it's not set up or something. Like, our house is actually pretty well temperature regulated, but one of the downsides is it still kind of gets a little bit cold, so I just start off the day with a really cold shower, and then I just turn on the bath water like super effing hot, like to the point of boiling, and then I think it kind of warms up my body and my bones. I mean, since my body fat percentage is so low, I think I get cold pretty easily. Is Cindy's theory. I mean, it makes sense. Like, you know, fat people tend to oversweat. Also the funny thing too, the notion obesity means to overeat, isn't it? Or overfat. Yeah, anyways, fat is bad. Get rid of the adipose tissue. Super easy. Quit alcohol, quit weed, quit eating the croissants, the pastries, stop going to Tejo's. Tejo's is funny because Tejo's is essentially snacks with a good conscience. Tejo's make you fat. Oh, yeah. Civic Type R and white. So hard. Actually, yeah, looks great. Another thing, too, to make a car look better, gloss black actually just looks way better. Even, I've been experimenting with different strategies. I mean, matte black, I don't know, I think actually the big issue is matte black is a little bit ugly oftentimes. But also even getting more than a performance car. Oh wow, look, sunset, sunrise. So beautiful, so beautiful. Just drive a Prius. I mean, even nowadays, the only people I trust are Prius drivers, because you don't got nothing to prove. Don't trust anyone in a loser AMG G-Wagon, matte black, murder dad, you know, silly overland. It's like, don't get at me. It's like, you're wearing your trucker hat, your facial hair, your beard, your tattoos, your flannel, it's like, come on, take off the best, what's that like? What's that one girl brand? It's like, Reformation, it's like the best outfit is naked. Yeah, it's a It's true. I was also thinking, like, why do you get people... Yeah, okay, so I'm very curious. Like, why does somebody trade in this Tesla Model S all-black plaid at the Toyota dealership? Question mark. Yeah, really, really weird. Another pro tip to life, right? Even someone who traded in the brand new Prius, I don't know why they did it. So, a good way to figure out what cars not to buy is look at the trade-in lot. Like, even the loser Mercedes electric car, it looks like it's probably not a good one. What, the Bronco, loser Audis, Mercedes. My simple heuristic is simple. Don't trust nobody who drives a German foreign car, especially like a base level AMG or Mercedes or BMW, whatever. It's because like people trying to look the luxuries, but you can only afford the cheapest variant of that. Also the Rivian truck, it's yeah. Oh, there's two of them traded in. Look, one there, two of them. Yeah, don't get the loser Rivian truck. I think it's I mean, I think the design is super cool, right? But then the word Rivian, and maybe just short the Rivian stock. Once Cybertruck comes out, it's gonna eat the Rivian's lunch. And also the problem with Rivian is like, nobody has any idea who the founder is, right? Whereas Elon Musk is great because the cult of Elon, right? That's the proper way to do things. Like, if it don't have a cult-like following, then it's not good. Even, like, think about Google, Android, it is, like, nobody wants an Android or a Samsung phone, right? Honestly, at this point in America, only poor people use Samsung or Androids. Even people who use Google Pixels. I mean, not as bad, but come on, you just gotta... FaceTime is the killer app. Yeah, there's really no reason to not get an iPhone now. And I mean, a simple suggestion, don't be a stupid person getting the iPhone Pro. Only poor people use the iPhone Pros. Just get an iPhone SE, the cheapest iPhone. I mean, my personal thought on technology is, it's better to just get the cheapest iPhone. I don't know, medium or max storage, whatevs. Even funny with luxury goods and stuff like that, right? It's like, if you want a Tesla or electric car or whatevs, right? It's better to buy the cheapest Tesla, like the most base level Tesla Model 3, no additional configurations, to maximize the upside of it rather than buying the cars which are marked up. Yeah, even if you want to get like good yoga clothes or, you know, fitness clothes, right? Just go to the Lululemon website and get the We Made Too Much section, the clearance section. It's better to buy a clearance, super, super cheap luxury good like a Lululemon something rather than buy the most expensive thing at H&M. Is like, even one thing that I learned from my friend Todd Hata, T-O-D-D space H-A-T-A, just Google YouTube him. It's better to buy the cheapest luxury thing than the most expensive common thing, right? So, to contradict my point, right? Better to buy the cheapest Mercedes than to buy the most expensive Toyota, maybe? I'm not even sure at this point. But the reason why I'm actually so anti-Mercedes German cars is that, like, everyone just trying to, like, look super successful or cool guys. Like, nah, just drive a Prius. But then the downside, the new Prius, is the trunk is effing tiny. So if you want to rock the Prius truck, Air Kim lifestyles, you do not want that. So what's the point of logging into this? So for me, like, my ultimate passion is thinking. I love to think. It's there's no greater joy in the world than thinking, being physical, walking around. These steps are amazing. Shout out to my friend Noel for keeping us so clean. And yeah, and I think, oh man, my leg's pretty sore. I did the Hot 8 yoga sculpt class yesterday. It's a pretty good workout. So anyways, yeah, like thinking and moving off the grid. Yeah, and also back there over the Amazon Studios. I don't think I've seen nobody famous, and maybe I'm the most famous person I know, right? How did Taylor Swift get so famous? I think, like Kanye, right? Like, wait, is he the one who said, I'm gonna let you finish to the... Yeah, I think Taylor should be grateful to Yeezy. Yes, so media is the future. Check out this Culver Theaters. So anyways, some new New Year's thoughts, right? So what is wealth? What is money? What's the point of it, right? So I recommend reading this kind of more obscure book, Fernandinho Galiani, quoted by Nietzsche, On Money, Della Moneta, I'm currently reading. Even like currently in the whole like crypto, Bitcoin, Ethereum chain, blockchain space, the only good one I think is Chainlink. Don't get that loser Ada Cardano, it's a effing scam. I'm like, I actually kind of want to short it, but I don't know how to short cryptos, but yeah, it's a, actually the insider intel I have about Ada Cardano is, I met a dude who was kind of early investor in it, and this guy was like, nah, not super trustworthy, but anyways, never trust no crypto or innovation or a thing when it's driven by a team of, you know, quote-unquote researchers, because A, researchers never innovate nothings, right? And also, like, you know, I have my half my foot dipped into academia, right? I met all the people from Yale, Harvard, Brown University, whatevs, even UCLA, Berkeley, blah, 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 right? Top institutions. So researchers, the problem with researchers is that they're just given a steady paycheck from said institution, right? And they never innovate nothing. They just like posit ideas and stuff like that. And so when you got researchers leading the ship, they never research. So like even with R&D teams, right? Like Microsoft or things in the past, when you got a super, super fat, big, expensive, overbloated, overfat, obese research team, you never really innovate nothing that good. The best way to consider true innovation is considering, you know, scrappy, right? Like Steve Jobs in the basement, in the garage with Woz. Jeff Bezos, right, making tables out of what, Home Depot doors, taking his what, Honda Odyssey or his Honda Accord to the post office every day. And so the issue and the wrongness of what a lot of people think about innovation, entrepreneurship, etc., is that they think what they think is like, I need a lot of money and funding in order to innovate the thing. But in fact, it's the opposite, where you actually want do this. $18 a person. All you could eat prime rib dinner Wednesdays. Only 18 bucks a person, but I think you have to eat the fries and shit, so I ain't finna do that. Also, if you want to see my meat eating challenges, go on the YouTube, search Air Kim Godzilla challenge. I done did it, super duper good. This was something weird. This also Vietnam taking on Nong La, Vietnamese coffee cafe coming soon, winter 2024. Unfortunately, the Y-Sons went out of business. Actually, the pastrami's super... It's like, why are people so anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic? It's like, y'all just jealous and envious that they's much more intelligent and discerning than you. And shout out to the David Bardot, Francois Bardot, Prado Signs, Touched Up, Babaloo, I Love Lucy. Yo, fun fact, now that Amazon is renting it from Mr. Michael Hackman, the Desi Lu Studios used to be here in Culver. Wow. That's actually fun facts. Culver Studios, I Love Lucy's. Yeah, this is Cindy's mom's favorite. Yeah, I also filmed with the 9336 Desilu Studios, Culver Cities, Bubba Luth, right? So, yeah, so maximum pedestrian-friendly lifestyle. And actually, the best things to buy, I don't know, for yourself for the New Year's, yeah, Vibram Five Finger Shoes, LX, look at mine, I even have a hole in it. I done worked it so hard. Oh, watch out for the crazy people. The 5150s is the code name for the mentally unwell. And also, okay, so another random thing in my mind. So Nietzsche has this idea that we don't have free will, and free will was just a fiction invented by, I don't know, the church or the Catholic Church or whatevs, in order to punish people because they enjoyed the cruelty. I still think there's actually a lot of innovation to be had. Oh wow, look at the blinking lights. Yeah, this Jameson's pub looks pretty fun. Bubba Luz. Also, the big upside of the YouTubies and blogging, etc. is when I die, there's gonna be a nice little record of everything I done did. Meep meep. And actually I think the big issue that what people are trying to do with the vlogs, they're trying to make it so professional and legit and well edited and cut and stuff like that. But I think the big issue is that there's almost too much pressure to make it like super duper quote unquote good. I mean, I'm lucky that I started the YouTubes before there was ads. I just started my original GoPro videos because it was like literally the only place you could upload a video. I used the OG GoPro, did it shoot 480p, 540p, 720p? I don't even remember. When did I start uploading videos to YouTube? Like 2010, 2011? EK's been in the game for a minute. Also some thoughts on quote-unquote content. So I don't think we should call it content no more. I think we should call it contents, like table of contents, right? The big issue is when you say, I'm a content creator, or I love your content. To me, like, I think about content, like, you know that pink sludge, McDonald's chicken McNugget thingy, right? Like, if you say it's like content, I'm a content creator, or content marketing, right? It's like content is that like pink sludge that just comes out of the McDonald's little grinder thing, right? And nobody wants to eat the chicken McNugget pink stuff. But contents is better because like table of contents, and it's actually funny too because technically the word table of contents, it actually means to like satisfied or what's contained within. So if you're content about, so the difference between content and content, isn't it funny how they are homophones, they don't sound the same things, but the meaning is different. Also another thing, I kind of wish that the Culver theaters or movie theaters open up super early because I wake up early and I want to go watch some movies, but alas, everything is closed. Yeah, I'm always kind of curious about the movies out there. Yeah, all these movies look so lame. A fun thing to save time. The reason why it's better to just watch trailers, you could really get a sense if a movie's good or not in the first 10 seconds of a trailer. If you have to wait too long, it's typically not a good sign. Okay, so some more thoughts on money, right? So money is the most useful when you can use money to save or buy your time. So for example, got that $555 rolling red light, turning on the red light with the stupid traffic cameras, caught me red-handed, mea culpa. I did this like, just Google like traffic school for busy people or something online, and I double checked the certificate and it was legit. Anyways, the online traffic schools expunged my argument for $550. So I could have contested it, but I had to schedule a time to go to court and you know, I would try to do my angry fist waving at these stupid traffic signs, the traffic cameras. But I did watch the footage. I went to the website. I'm like, yeah, I totally did it. Mea culpa, right? And so I just coughed up the monies. So I'm just happy that I got the monies now that I don't have to think twice about paying the $555 traffic ticket. Especially that the car, we got the Prius for free, no payments, etc. And also my lifestyle is super super frugal. Frugal just means plant to the earth. Oh, and also the difference between natural versus unnatural finance by Aristotle. Politics. Real wealth and finances has to do with animals eating meat and products of the earth, not unnatural finance like finance and interest and coinage and stuff.